Thanksgiving. You paste paper feathers on a construction paper turkey, hoping it is not a sin, but how can you not do what the teacher says? Gobble, gobble, gobble spreads in the schoolroom like the swell of syllables in the small Elmer synagogue when a cluster of devout men dressed in black rock back and forth praising God. The second graders are not praising the turkeys, you are pretty sure. They seem to be having fun, which makes you think this holiday is nothing like Passover or Yom Kippur. Not sad. Not a time to remember being slaves in Egypt or trying not to get sealed in a heavy book of life, wondering who shall die by fire and who by stoning, who by drowning and who by snakes. In school, when they talk about Thanksgiving, no one even mentions God, just Indians and pilgrims. You never knew there could be a holiday not commanded by God to celebrate, a holiday not about remembering a miracle, like Hanukkah when enough oil for just one night lasted for 8 in a temple guarded by a small tribe, a family standing up to an army. Or Purim, when Queen Esther stopped the hanging of the Jews by Haman. The Red Sea parting, another miracle. A bush that would not stop burning on top of Mount Sinai, where Moses got the 10 commandments on stone tablets he broke the first time around because of the sin of worshiping a golden calf. Sins, then miracles. More sins, then thanking God for forgiving his sinning people, even though they don't deserve it. Those are the holidays you know. Not one when people stick paper feathers to things, even their behinds, and walk around saying gobble, not God. Laugh, have days off from school, but not to walk miles to the synagogue to stand for hours under a heavy blanket of prayers. You almost never bored, your brother always. You don't know what American children do at home on Thanksgiving besides eat turkey with gravy and apple pies. Their grandmothers and grandfathers will be there, you hear them say. Your grandparents are dead, killed by Hitler. Long before that, they had to stop celebrating their holidays, unless they sneaked them, to light a Hanukkah candle, small as a crayon, was a sin to be killed for, to have matzah, to pray wrapped in a talis, sins against Hitler, not God. There's so much you don't understand. Like God not bringing miracles to stop Hitler? Or a holiday about turkeys when people are just happy and no one is thinking about God?